Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, February 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Economic optimism propelled U.S. stocks higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 349 points to close at 38,773. The S&P 500 was up 29 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day 47 points higher. Investors were encouraged by a survey showing that home builder confidence rose for a third straight month, and seemed to shrug off January's retail sales report showing consumers pulled back on spending by 0.8%. Some economists blame the decline on wintry weather. Looking at individual stocks, Wells Fargo shares rose 7.2%. The bank resolved a regulatory complaint that was at the heart of the 2016 fake account scandal. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway disclosed in a regulatory filing that it had reduced its holdings in several companies, including Apple, whose shares were down about 0.2%, and Paramount Global, shares fell 4.5%. Shares of Deere fell 5.2%. The world's largest seller of farm equipment reported an 11% drop in quarterly profit and cut its annual earnings projections. Natural gas prices fell for an eighth straight day, following an Energy Information Administration report showing that inventories are nearly 16% above the five-year average for this time of the year. Prices are about 35% lower than a year ago. After the bell, DoorDash said that people ordered more on its app last quarter than they did during the pandemic. But even though the company trimmed its losses in the fourth quarter, they came in larger than Wall Street expected, and shares fell 9% after hours. And Coinbase Global easily beat analyst estimates of earnings and revenue for the fourth quarter, according to Barron's. Shares rose more than 10% after hours. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.